For a class project, Stanford art student Molly Butcher decided to turn her eye to the more unsavory forms of public speech. She looked to one of the oldest forms of public debate around, bathroom stall writing. Butcher transformed the normally small-scale private writing into big chalk letters on the sidewalk. She made the often gross and inappropriate words of anonymous vandals large and visible for the whole community. In the process, she learned that sometimes all it takes is one lone scribbler to start off a huge conversation. In this story, writing on the wall writes back. Storytelling producer Will Rogers recently spoke with Butcher over the phone as she walked down the streets of Berlin, Germany.
Where are you right now? Describe where you are.
I am... I'm coming up on the Tempelhof Kunsthalle. I'm in like a very dead part of the city. There are lots of like government buildings and stuff and cars. I'm about to come up on like one of the biggest streets in Berlin with lots of lights.
Are you walking right now? You sound like you're walking.
I am walking. I decided to walk instead of take the train so I could hear you.
Oh, cool. Okay. I'm just mostly interested in hearing you tell the story. I only know bits and pieces of it.
Let's see. So I actually got really, really sick and we had like to turn a project in. So it ended up being a really fast project. I'd been like collecting graffiti from around, mostly around campus actually. Which there's not very much of. I don't know if you've noticed.
Right.
I guess the most interesting graffiti on campus is the graffiti in the boys' stall of my library. And so I snuck in and copied the whole thing down and sort of made like a flow chart out of it.
Okay.
And then decided to like transpose it, if that's the right verb, like out in front of the library itself in sort of like a very... how do you explain this? There's so much chalk on campus as it is, like it's something that you zone out, you know, it's like it's omnipresent and so people are like whatever. I guess so sort of put something that's offensive into like a very easily ignored medium, I guess.
Yeah.
I was thinking.
Yeah. What was the actual content of the piece though?
Oh, what was written in it?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a bunch of, like, really banal stuff, I guess. Like, stuff that you read and you're like, oh, like, why did you write that? But then there was a bunch of stuff about, like, I don't know, like, someone's like, holy shit, I'm bi. And then there was this whole thread that had to do with that. And then people commenting on how, like, you know, don't be such a fag or, like, things like that. I think there was a bunch of, like, more traditionally Stanford-y graffiti, like, talking about some class, and then people were fighting about whether or not it was a good class. Or someone would be like, I'm gay, and then they'll be like, oh, like, this is my phone number, call me, and, you know, it's not really their phone number, it's, like, their friend's phone number.
Right.
Or, like, people talking about whether or not, like, Stanford or Berkeley girls were hotter.
So, the graffiti was already there, all you did was move it from one place to the other.
Yeah. Actually got a really bad critique, everyone hated it.
Really?
Yeah.
But how did other people respond to it?
Yeah, I think at first they were really, really offended, because they would, you know, because when you first walk upon it, if you notice the chalk at all, first of all, you know, there's a bunch of offensive stuff that says, like, words that people aren't supposed to use. And so people got really offended at first until they sort of realized that it was, yeah, just the moving of something from this really private, like, I don't know, I think bathroom stalls are sort of this funny place that are, like, simultaneously incredibly, incredibly private and, like, really public. It has this sort of feeling of intimacy and this sort of false feeling of anonymity when you write in it. It is really like, it's only intended for 50% of the population. Like, only, it's like a very specific audience. And I think that people, I don't know, I just think it's interesting that it has that sort of like incredible privacy and publicity at the same time. Like, people feel like they're untouchable in a bathroom stall.
As a woman going in and reading that stuff from the men's bathroom, like, did it change the way you think about men?
Well, the actual experience of going in was really kind of intimidating, because, like, I actually went in and copied it, and I just felt, like, super out of place. No, I mean, to be honest, I think it sort of reminded me of, like, being in a fraternity, you know? But girls write stuff like that too, you know? It's just different. Huh. Not so misogynistic, I guess. But yeah, a little bit.
How do you feel about the graffiti in Berlin compared to the graffiti at Stanford?
I think it's simultaneously much more constructive and, like, much, I don't know, when people write really negative graffiti in Berlin, it seems to have much more of an impact. You know, like there's this one that says something along the lines of, like, wir haben gar nichts vom Osten gelernt, or something like, we didn't learn anything from the East. You know, like, that seems to carry, like, much more of a weight than things people write in the Stanford bathroom.
What sort of sensation did it create, going back to the Stanford graffiti piece?
It inspired, like, a bunch of people to write. I think inspired is a weird word. A lot of people wrote responses to it. So there was a big, like, I think it went on a while after the piece, like, shredded away, but people would draw rainbows and write things like pro-gay statements, I guess, if you could say that, or, like, anti-misogynistic statements, and draw pictures, like, in and around the piece. But I don't think no one interfered with what I had done. Like, no one crossed things out or, like, tried to get rid of them, but sort of wrote around them.
Yeah. What was some of the other graffiti that you found at Stanford?
Like, to be honest, there's really almost none. It's kind of like a wasteland of graffiti. But, I mean, there's a little bit in the libraries, mostly on desks, and that's like, Chem 103X sucks, and then people will write, like, threads about that, or I love so-and-so, and I don't know, yeah, it's pretty tame, and there's not very much.
Why is it that Stanford doesn't have much graffiti as it is?
I don't know, I think maybe we're a bunch of rule followers. Hmm. Maybe that's something to do with, like, even getting there in the first place. I think they also they're pretty good about covering things up, you know? Like, I feel like they paint over that stuff somewhat regularly, which, like, you know, people just don't like putting the first mark down, I guess, ever. I don't know, like I said, I think it's also a really PC place to be.
Yeah.
I think especially being here, I'm realizing that, because people just aren't as PC, and I don't think I'm not sure if it's a bad thing. But yeah, I think people at Stanford, like, don't want to, like, step on toes, really. But then also, you know, I noticed that once you start, like, once you sort of break the purity or whatever, people are really, like, sort of almost eager. No one, people just, I don't think, want to break the rules, but once they've been broken, it's like, whatever.
Molly Butcher is currently a crop intern in Berlin. She works at an art gallery. Producer Will Rogers is a senior at Stanford.